Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter and subscribe on iTunes so you don't miss a single episode. And if you like the show and think we deserve a 5-star rating, and obviously we do, rate us and post a review. Also, although our main purpose in life is to entertain you, producing this show costs actual money, so please help out by going to patreon.com/GilbertGottfried and pledging your support to receive all sorts of goodies, merchandise, personalized roast, and shout-outs, advanced access to episodes, or personal messages from me, Gilbert Gottfried. And if we raise enough, maybe I can finally get a new co-host. I'm thinking of the Scarlett Johansson robot. This is Gilbert Gottfried, and I'm here with my co-host, Frank Santopadre, and this is Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsessions. We're here at Nutmeg with our engineer, Frank Verderosa, and Paul Rayburn in the corner.
You almost broke into Jerry there.
Hi!
A little bit.
Timpani!
You go fast.
Take a breath, Gilbert. Take a breath.
So this is, let me take a sip. Wow, he goes fast sometimes. Did you just eat some pixie sticks or something?
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the ships out at sea.
I think we're getting punchy. We've been recording too long. So this last time we did another one-hit wonder episode, and we did 1970, and our trusty researcher, Paul Rayburn, is in here with us to give us a little background on some of these songs. But Gilbert continues to amaze. Gilbert and his transistor radio memories.
Yes.
From the 50s.
And a man with a child on his shoulders and a wife on his arm is still the best dressed man in the country.
I don't know what that is, but I like it. Wow. So we're going to do some songs from 1971 and see how many Gilbert remembers. And
what the hell was that?
Was that like Arthur Godfrey on a bender? So here we go. January 2nd, 1971, For the Good Times by Ray Price. Of course, that was a big hit. Oh, I should preface by saying these are songs that charted by artists who never charted again, thus making them one-hit wonders.
They're not necessarily charted at number one, but charted
just
somewhere.
Just got in the top 40.
Right.
And some of these people were big stars, like Richie Havens is on the list, and this is the only time he actually made the Billboard charts.
Right.
And some of these people had very, very fast and short careers, like the second band to chart, which was Red Eye, with a song called Games. And then We Gotta Get You a Woman by a performer, I guess it's a band called Runt. R-U-N-T.
No wonder they have to get
That's
him a woman.
Good name for a band.
They had to change one of the letters at the last second.
That's like that old Otto and George joke where the Pope's doing the crossword puzzle. For those of you that know Otto and George, you'll know that joke. But here's the first one I actually recognize by Lynn Anderson, charted February 13th, 1971, peaked at number 3. Gil, does this ring any bells?
Right.
I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden.
That's the one.
The sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometimes. If you've been trying to give, so live and let live or let go. Whoa. I beg your pardon.
Stop upsetting.
I never promised you a rose garden.
Correct. What do we know, Paul, about Ms. Lynn Anderson?
The rose garden.
I think she passed away.
There was a much later. No, there was. I thought there was. It wasn't that from a book or a movie or something.
There
I'm trying
was
to find
a book.
It.
The song from a book.
I never promised you, or was it a movie?
I think it was a movie.
Right, there was also
go to the next
book.
One, and I'll work
okay,
on
we'll
it.
Jump ahead.
Find it. Yeah.
Precious. Before we jump ahead, I have
Frankie.
To interrupt because I don't want us to look silly. Runt is not the performer of "We Got to Get You a Woman." That's Todd Rundgren, and the album was Runt.
Wow. Oh, it's a Todd Rundgren song.
Yeah,
I know
remember?
That song.
Yeah, of course.
Well, it says here, Wikipedia fucked me up.
Wikipedia fucked us up.
Because this says, I was wondering why there would be a band called Runt.
Yeah, I mean, there could be.
Todd Rundgren, the great Todd Rundgren.
I didn't want to get people yelling at us.
I knew that song. Okay, so we are corrected.
I Never Promised You a Rose Garden was a novel written by Joanne Greenberg and published in 1964.
There you go.
So
now, Greenberg, what's the nationality?
Which
Italian.
Tribe?
Italian, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So it's a song based on a book.
Song based on a book.
Right.
Right. Like Games People Play. Remember that one?
Oh.
That was another one. That was a book.
Oh, the Games People
that was a,
Play
that was a 60,
now.
Yeah,
every
that
night,
every
one.
Night and every day now. Never mean what they say now.
I actually wasn't
never
intending to have
what
you guys
say.
I just wanted to mention the title.
Okay, well, I'm sorry about that. I thought I was Gilbert Gottfried for a second.
My wife's cooking is horrible. That's not a joke. Her cooking is horrible. And yet, I have delicious meals every day. Delicious home-cooked meals. How do I do it? Because of a company called Blue Apron. Blue Apron sends you all of the ingredients already measured out. You don't need a measuring cup or anything. And they give you these easy instructions. So you've got the measured out ingredients. Mix it all together, heat it up, it's that simple. So you can have meals for less than $10 each. That's from Blue Apron. So check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/Gilbert. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/Gilbert. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Precious, Precious came after that by Jackie Moore. I don't know if you know any of these people. 1900 Yesterday by Liz Damon's Orient Express. I think I ate there when I lived in L.A. I think I got takeout from there. Sweet Mary by Wadsworth Mansion. Anything?
Nothing.
I think some of these are on the Rhino collections. You know, they have a nice
yeah.
day.
Oh, yeah.
Have a nice decade. Theme from Love Story, Frances Lai.
Oh, here we go.
Da-da-da-da-da.
That's it.
Da 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 da, and the lyrics were, "Tell me, where do I begin to tell a story of how great a love can be?"
This would have gotten her out of the coma.
This suggests a theme for a future show, which is cancer movies,
right?
Oh,
which are always so gripping.
Yes,
yeah,
like Brian's song. I think of Andy Williams singing that for some reason.
No, it wasn't. He may have recorded it, but I don't think.
And I think Perry Como sang it.
I mean, back
it probably was picked up by a lot
of
people.
Yeah,
the
movie was huge.
Back then they had one hit.
What's that?
And everybody
Todd Rundgren did one.
Frank says Todd Rundgren did one. Yeah, it's on the Runt album.
I think it was a Runt song.
Gotta get him a woman.
It was a big hairy Runt song.
Now cut that out. There was DOA by Blood Rock, March 71, topped 36. Me and Bobby McGee, of course, Janis Joplin.
Oh, I always get choked up over Janis Joplin.
Yeah, but do you really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is an example of what I was saying. Somebody who had a big career.
Yeah.
But that's the only time she charted?
Is that a Mama Cass? Are you thinking of Mama Cass?
Oh, did
and
I
you
screw
went for Mama
my references?
And you went for a Janis Joplin joke? You tacky bastard. And then Help Me Make It Through the Night by Sammy Smith. We all know that one.
Oh, yeah. Help me make it through the night.
That was covered a lot. That might be a Jimmy Webb song. I know I'm misspeaking here. But anyway, and then this classic went to number 10. April 10th, to be exact.
One toke.
You bet.
One toke over the line. Sweet cheese is one toke over the line. Now down in a railway station, one toke over the line.
Hoping that the train is on time.
Yeah. Down in a railway station, one toke over the line. Who do you love?
Wow, he does the bridge.
I hope it's me.
He does the bridge.
I've been changing, as you can plainly see. I met all the girls, and I love myself a few. And to my surprise, after all that I've been through, it's opened up my eyes.
Everybody,
and now I'm one toke over the line, sweet Jesus.
Why can't we get you to sing at karaoke night at Joe McGinty's place?
Because then there's a reason for it.
That's right.
Can I jump back to help me make it through the night?
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were going back to Lynn Anderson.
Let me give you one more. Give you one more shot at who wrote the song.
Help me make it through
Not
the
Jimmy
night.
Webb.
Give me a first initial.
K.
Chris Christopherson.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
That was buried in my head somewhere,
right.
And I don't know why I said Jimmy
Chris
Webb.
Chris Christopherson. Yeah.
Shame on me. Did you have anything on the Lynn Anderson?
I didn't know. Just the novel. That was the thing.
If Chris Christopherson wrote "Help Me Make It Through the Night," that means two Chris Christopherson compositions charted consecutively because he wrote "Me and Bobby McGee."
That's right. That's
Hot
right,
damn!
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on. And what's with all the Jesus songs, by the way? There was another one. One toke over the line.
Oh yes,
sweet Jesus.
Here's another Jesus song by a band called Ocean. Francesco. I used to play this on the guitar when I was a kid, I'm ashamed to say. Gil's having a flashback.
Right. Put your hand in the hand of the man.
Still the water.
Put your hand in the hand of the man. Take Look at yourself, and you can look at others differently. A hand in the hand of a man from Galilee.
Like Gilbert's found religion.
We're going to have a miracle right here in the studio. I can feel it.
There was something going on in the late 60s, early 70s with these Christian pop songs.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Let's see. Then there was...
I should do an album of duets with Mel Gibson.
To hear that. The Passion of the Gilbert.
Yes. Yeah.
That was Put Your Hand in the Hand by Ocean. That charted. That went all the way to number two in May of 71. Followed by Stay a While by The Bells, a song I like. Timothy by The Boys. B-U-O-Y-S, not boys, but the boys, the buoys.
The buoys.
Buoys. Battle Hymn of Lieutenant Callie, which sounds disturbing.
Yeah,
I don't know
disturbing.
Anything about that, but it's clearly it's clearly a song about the Malay Massacre.
Was that before or after the Ballad of the Green Berets?
I believe after. I think that was the 60s.
But it's easy to dance to.
Yeah. They said on Bandstand. Frankie, where'd you go? Are you with us? Take us to the song number 9, May 8th of 1971. Do we have the right one? This was Daddy Dewdrop. I love this song. It's so ridiculous.
I had a crazy dream about a chick
in a black bikini.
Oh, she looked so good, she couldn't be real. She must be a magic genie.
See, I don't know the lyrics,
but you'll know the chorus.
The top of her bikini. I made it through the first door. There was a party going on.
Anything on this, Paul?
I asked about the chick.
Daddy Dewdrop.
You bet.
Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom. Don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom. Don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom. Don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, boom, boom.
Fireman.
Daddy Doudrop.
I think it's Chick-A-Boom, but I won't. Why split hairs?
That was
a pseudonym for the American songwriter Richard Dick Monda.
Yeah.
Richard Dick Monda, who, among other things, his family relocated from Ohio to California. He appeared in the films The Glass Wall and Go for Broke and was chosen to play at 13 Eddie Cantor in the Eddie Cantor story.
Wow! Daddy Doudrop is in the Eddie Cantor story.
But in the, oh, he must have played him as a kid.
As a kid, he was 13.
Yeah, yes. Oh, my mind is blown by that.
Yeah. Daddy Doudrop.
What's his name? Brazel.
Keith
Brazel.
Yeah.
Was.
How about that? Chick-A-Boom, Don't You Just Love It by Daddy Doudrop. That went all the way to number 9.
Produced music for the Saturday morning cartoon series Sabrina and the Groovy Ghoulies.
I remember the Groovy Ghoulies. Oh.
And
remember that,
Chick-A-Boom
don't you?
Chick-A-Boom was originally written for the show.
Oh!
For Chick-A-Boom. Chick-A-Boom was written for Sabrina.
Right.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch. I guess it was a spinoff. Boy, I've watched too much TV.
Yeah, I think, well, it was originally a comic book.
That's
I
Caroline
think.
Ray, right?
Well, the live-action version was Caroline Ray, but there was a Saturday morning. You're too young. There was a Saturday morning series. There was the Archies. Then there was Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Then there was Sabrina and the Groovy Ghoulies. Yeah. Wow. That's a flashback. That was fun, Gil. I won't ask you why you're always 7 beats behind the actual vocal.
That's a vocalist choice. That's an artistic choice.
My autobiography is going to be called 7 Beats Behind.
Oh, God. Okay. Then the aforementioned Richie Havens with his cover of Here Comes the Sun. I Love You for All Seasons by The Fuzz. And Woodstock by
Matt.
Then,
and there was Fuzzy Runt.
Fuzzy Runt.
Yeah.
I think it's a double entendre.
Yes.
Woodstock by the Matthews Southern Comfort. I wonder if that's the same.
You know, the
Woodstock
cure for Fuzzy Runt, by the way, is lemon peels that apparently gets.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, as opposed to the oranges, which
yes.
is the right. How about this one? May 29th, 1971, it peaked. It peaked at number 20 by a group called Tintin. Does this mean anything?
Remember we talked about the
oh,
X?
I'm sorry, you have the X. You couldn't find this one?
I could.
God damn it. All right, moving on. Here we go. Kool-Aid, we're running out of time here, so we'll speed it up. Kool-Aid by Paul Humphrey and the Kool-Aid Chemists. Wow, somebody was into something there.
That's an anticipated Breaking Bad right there.
Yeah,
right
Funky there. Nassau, part one by The Beginning of the End. Get It On by Chase. Love Means You Never Have to Say You're Sorry. I think that's another love story reference.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. Yep.
By The Sounds of Sunshine, if you're feeling groovy. July 31st, 1971. Rings by Cimarron. Any of these mean anything, Paul?
Not much.
Double Barrel by Dave and Ansel Collins and the Resurrection Shuffle. And then what about this one? And I had this record, too. August 14th, 1971.
Oh, Mr.
Big Shot.
Mr. Fix It.
Mr. Big Shot.
No, it's
Mr. Big Mr. Hot Shit. Mr. Hot Shit. Who do you think you are? Mr. Hot Shit.
Mr. Big Stuff.
Mr. Big Stuff.
By the immortal Gene Knight. You see, you do know them.
Yes.
what did you call that one?
Mr. Hot Shit.
Later
covered by the Pointer Sisters.
Mr. Big Stuff.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Wow.
This stuff is better than you think.
That's pretty cool. Well, that's a good song.
It
went
is
all the way
song.
To number 2 for Miss Jean Knight. She never charted again. Then What the World Needs Now is Love, of course, Mr. Bacharach. And that was there's a slash, What the World Needs Now / Abraham, Martin, and John by Tom Clay. That had to be the 50th version of Abraham, Martin, and John because Dion charted with it.
Right. Well, why do they
And then Mom's Mabley did it.
Oh, that's right. Anybody here in my old mom? Can you tell me where he's gone?
We need a duet between Moms and Hervé. doing Abraham, Martin, and John.
Where do I begin to tell the story of how great a love can be?
Oh, God.
The great love story.
Inspector Clouseau.
Horrifying. I think it's tattoo. Okay, and then smiling.
And then you go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like, I love you.
Oh, my chest hurts.
That's a mashup that nobody else has come up with.
No,
that's a Gilbert original.
History of entertainment. Oh, I think an artery in my chest just burst. Then Smiling Faces Sometimes by The Undisputed Truth.
Oh,
we all know that one.
Yeah.
That was a KG by The Nightlighters, September 11th, 1971. I Ain't Got Time Anymore by The Glass Bottle. I love these bands.
Glass Bottle.
And then this classic that Frankie Verderosa has queued up by Mac and Katie Kassoon.
Where's your baby John? Far, far away. Far, far away. Far, far away.
Oh, God. Chirpy, chirpy, cheep, cheep.
That's me.
You know, the best, all of these one-hit wonders here, they've always got two or three other songs that never charted anywhere.
What a chirpy, guys, what did Mac and Katie Kassoon?
They had, in 1975, they followed up with what should have been a sure shot, Sugar Candy Kisses. I can't even
Sugar Candy Kisses?
Sugar Candy Kisses. And in 2012, they had one called Dream of Me. How did we miss that?
Don't know. We got to get them on the phone. Mac and Katie Kassoon.
Right.
The Wedding Song by Paul Stuckey. You know that one, There Is Love. That very, very saccharine wedding song.
It was in 10,000 Weddings.
From Paul, of Peter, Paul, and Mary. Trapped by a Thing Called Love by Denise LaSalle. Anything
not
there,
sure.
Paul? Women's Love Rights by Laura Lee. That sounds almost like a
women's
like,
love rights,
like a feminist thing.
Yeah.
I Found Someone of My Own by the Free Movement. I had that single. Charted, went to number 5. Easy Loving by Freddie Hart. Any of these mean anything, Gil? I'd Love to Change the World by 10 Years After. That was a big song. We all know that one.
How does that go?
It's a rock anthem.
Sing us a few
I'm
bars.
Not going to sing it. It peaked at 40. It's sort of
40.
What,
it just,
what they called an album cut in the old days.
Yep.
And we'll wrap it up. Well, I'd say I'll jump here, but She's All I Got by Freddie North. Desiderata by Les Crane. I believe Les Crane was just mentioned on the podcast.
God!
Is he married Tina Louise?
Oh, is that that horrible poem?
Yes,
that one of
the, it's the poem.
Spoken over the saccharine background music.
Yeah, it's the poem that every college student has on there.
Yeah, they said that they found that in some weird church in some weird country, and it was... And then I heard it was complete. Years later, they found out total fucking bullshit.
Did I even pronounce it right? Desiderata?
Desiderata.
Desiderata.
Go,
That was the name of the album.
Yeah.
Go placidly among the haste and the whatever, blah, blah, blah.
I remember the National Lampoon parody of it.
The music was written by Broadway composer Fred Werner. I don't know.
No, I don't know him
all.
Either. Well, after that was the theme from the summer of 42. I don't know why that was true. Oh, because the movie came out.
Right.
Peter Nero.
Peter,
he had a big career. And then Hallelujah by Sweat Hog. But going back five
did
is our...
Did Rorschach sing that?
Yeah. Ron Palillo and Robert Hedges. But going back to November 27, 1971 is our last clip. And this is from a movie we've discussed on the pod.
Oh!
A movie you've told me never to sit through.
Yes. Come on and listen to me in the story of a man who...
Listen,
shot some people, and he was really short, and he may have been Indian, but we don't really know. But if he was Indian, all the more reason to feel bad for him, because he's a minority group, and we should call him Native American rather.
It's one tin soldier.
That's Gilbert has gone right to the human rights aspect of the song.
He cuts through the through the chaff.
That's right.
Yeah. That, of course, was One Tin Soldier, also known as The Legend of Billy Jack.
Legend of that's the name of the movie.
Right? The late great Tom Laughlin. Right?
Oh yes, yeah. That was a brilliant.
I tell you, I did enjoy the SNL parody with Paul Simon called Billy Paul, which is worth tracking. Tracking down. That was by a group called Coven, C-O-V-E-N. So, you want to tell us about Coven,
and we'll wrap it up.
Find
out about Coven,
and then find out about Sweat Hog. Frankie, that was fantastic.
Don't we have to go out with our theme song?
Do we have to go out with the theme
song? And there was that group called A Mr. Carter.
Mr. Carter. Oh, we're going back again to the 60s. We're going back to 69.
Na, 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 na. Hey, hey. Goodbye.
Yeah, Steam was
goodbye,
the band.
Goodbye, yeah.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you, Paul.
All right, Coven.
Okay, hit me
before
quick.
Before we wrap. Okay, there are other songs.
Go.
That we missed. Wicked Woman.
Oh, of course.
And Black Sabbath, not to be confused with the band Black Sabbath.
Right.
This was a song called Black Sabbath.
Coven.
Sounds an American like psychedelic rock group with occult lyrics.
Sounds like they were into some freaky shit.
Yeah.
They're no Brewer and Shipley.
They were big into Runts.
They were into the Runts. We apologize to Todd Rundgren, by the way, and all Todd Rundgren fans. Friend of Paul Schaefer. All right.
All right. This has been Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsession with our guest, Paul Rayburn.
I'm exhausted. Thank you, Frankie. As always, don't sue.
Here we go, boys. Sessions.